you wake up to the gentle tapping of rain against your window. From your large four-poster bed, you roll over and see it falling outside on the lush gardens around your guest house. The navy blue wood of the exterior walls, visible from the room, look like a stormy sea. Beyond the flowers and trees, a slate-grey sky seems to merge with the churning ocean outside Yarmouth on the south shore of Nova Scotia. This is the typical weather here, and you're looking forward to exploring the province today, with your wellies and umbrella in tow. You'll start the morning with a hearty Nova Scotian breakfast. The savoury aroma of seafood wafts up to your bedroom, and you hear your stomach rumble. As you make your way down the stairs, you admire the old photos of fishing vessels lining the walls. Boat names are scrawled across the yellowing snapshots, and you marvel at how each one is a little different from the next. The blue interior of the dining room reminds you of how connected this province is to the ocean. The thought of all the maritime flavours you'll get to taste during your time here brings a smile to your face. You sit down to a plate of fish cakes with poached eggs and green tomato chow chow, a tart relish beloved in this region. The fish is fresh from the Atlantic Ocean and mingles delightfully with your cup of warm tea, giving you the energy to start the day. The cakes are perfectly crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. The flavour mixes perfectly with the eggs and chow chow. When you finish eating, you pull on your rain boots and jacket and head out the door for your first stop of the day, the Cape Foreshoe Lighthouse. Outside, your friend and guide is waiting for you. She's wearing a green rain suit and greets you with a warm smile, excited to show you around her province today. You drive past the brightly coloured homes of the town before arriving at the harbour. From the car, you watch Yarmouth come to life. Back from their expeditions, fishermen are unloading the morning's haul. Crates of lobsters, mussels, oysters, haddock, and salmon are piled together like building blocks. Leaving town, you take a bridge to the adjacent peninsula, filled with lush green trees that seem to drink up the morning rain. Droplets of water tap against your window, blurring the view outside. At the tip of the peninsula, your friend parks the car. Stepping out, you are greeted by the sight of a beautiful, rocky outcropping before you. Perched on top is a tall, red and white lighthouse. This tower has safely guided countless ships travelling north to Canada over the last 200 years. You make your way slowly along the rocky path, and when you arrive at the base of the lighthouse, you take in the panoramic views. To the south is the vast Atlantic Ocean, stretching toward the United States. To the north is the town center. You enjoy getting to see it from this new perspective. As you breathe, the salty scent from the ocean air mingles with the dewy rain. The heady scent of damp rocks and soil fills your senses as you head back to the car, ready for the next leg of your journey.